Guests therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to contact me, I'm at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have no guest today. The guest that I was supposed to have wasn't able to make it, and there's a food guest, a restaurateur. Hopefully get her back in with her new business operations. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, on Sunday's the Super Bowl and all the food that happens on that day. So call in and tell me, who do you think you're going to win? Who's going to win this game? Craig Campo, your Niners will not win this game. I'm sorry to tell you that. But if you want to buy a Skidoo, go to Campo's and get a Skidoo. But no Super Bowl for you, Craig. No Super Bowl for myself, the Dallas Cowboys. It's between Philadelphia and Kansas City. And boy, you know, by the time the game is played, there's so much analysts. I mean, we've been getting inundated for a week on every expert on who's going to win, why they're going to win, how they're going to win. And I'm picking Philadelphia Eagles, NFC. I always root for the NFC. And even though they're an arch rival of mine in the NFC East, I think they have a better defense, and defense is what wins the Super Bowl. David's theory, anyway. I've never lost a game. I've coached from my couch, undefeated, should be in the Hall of Fame, but apparently not. So anyway, what is your favorite food on a Super Bowl day? What are you going to make? Well, it's an unofficial, official holiday. And don't you think that we should all have the next day off? Shouldn't that be an official holiday, Monday? Oh, that's right. It's President's Day. It is off for federal and state workers and municipal workers. That's right. It's President's Day. So it is a holiday. So you can go out and have fun on the Super Bowl day. So, but what is that number one food? What's the big one out there? Do you know that on Sunday, Americans, there's 300 million Americans, so to speak, and we're going to eat 1.25 billion chicken wings. There's a lot of chickens who gave their all for those wings. 1.25 billion in one day. Ponder that. So who makes the best chicken wings in town? Who does it? I think that Fender's over there off 28th Avenue, they make a really, really good one over there. They really do. I like Big Daddy's. There's so many good places that have chicken wings in this town or across America. There's so many styles. And the original, Jaybird's Wing World, they still make a great set of wings there with mini sauces, and you can do it there. But what do you have for Super Bowl food? Do you know that there's 11.2 million pounds of potato chips consumed on Sunday to go with the 1.2 billion chicken wings? My goodness. There's 70 million pounds of avocado, guacamole, holy guacamole made, all for one day. One three-hour game. Who cares about the halftime entertainment? I don't. You know, Aerosmith, Kiss, my generation of rock and roll is not going to be on there. You know, it's just one of those things. That's when I use the facilities, call some friends, double down on my bets, figure out who's going to win. And where are you going to watch it at? You going to stay at your home by yourself? You going to go meet friends? It's an unofficial, official holiday. Everyone gets together. Do you watch it at a bar, at a friend's house, a sports lounge, off your TV, off your phone? It's a heck of a day. Ah, we got a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, it's Rick. Hello?
Yes, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
It's Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, Nacho are the best.
Nachos are the best. Okay, what do you put on the nachos? What do you put on the nachos? How do you build your nachos?
If I have my way, it's olive, mushrooms, hamburg, and con queso. However, I get overruled. My wife doesn't like all that stuff on it. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, you're putting it in the right perspective, first of all.
Well, she's the best cook, I think. Anyway,
so. That's a good cover. Yeah.
And then we'll probably be at the daughter's house.
Okay.
But the thing is I don't go. I don't. It's like you said, the halftime show. They can throw it out.
Yeah.
And they've ruined all the surprise commercials with all these other commercials. I mean, with showing it early to build the hype.
Yeah.
That kind of ruined it. And then the last thing about that is I'm not into, you know, people get so angry if they lose.
Yeah.
It's just a game, people. It's just a game.
You know, that's why I like being a Dallas Cowboys fan. I've had the best incredible comebacks. I've had the best incredible losses at the last moment. The highs, the lows. So I'm just, you know, no matter win, lose, or draw, I just follow my team. I enjoy it, and I watch it.
Right. Have you ever been to a Dallas Stadium in Texas?
No, I have not, but I've been to Candlestick Park a few times. Me and Craig Compa would go there and watch whenever Dallas came into San Francisco. So I watched them there. We have not been to the new stadium there yet either.
If you ever get to Texas, I've been to that stadium. Unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. You know the screen that comes down midfield?
Yeah.
That thing is so powerful that they're not allowed to run, I think, higher than 60% because it will give everybody sunburns in the stadium.
You know, that stadium's about 10 years old now. When he got done building it, you know, he is in this interview, and he looks at the interviewer and says, you know, I'm just not the type of person you want to give $1.2 billion to go build a stadium with.
I could not believe they drive tractor trailers on, they've got a road system, and they drive tractor trailers in the road system.
Now, I'm gonna ask you a very controversial question. Who makes the best chicken wings in Fairbanks?
Oh, right now, I don't know. However, I know who used to.
Who used to?
It used to be Jaybird's when they were downtown across the street from Played Against Sports.
Yeah, yeah. That was the original location. Man, that wasn't that something else? That's where I got hooked on chicken wings, right there.
Exactly. And he had, you know, I got to give him credit. He went over to the Culinary Arts Institute over there at UAF, and he had them help him with some of the stuff. What was his name? Davis. Black gentleman over there, Frank Davis.
Okay.
And he mixed up a whole bunch of stuff for him, and great bunch of people over there, and they helped him out, and Jay was smart. He listened to them, and they came up with a really good menu. And the Jay Bucks, remember that?
Yeah.
I thought that whole program was an excellent program that he did.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, you know, I just wanted to throw that out. I think that he had the best.
Yeah, my favorite of there is I get the Yukon Crispy.
Yep.
Man, So who's going to win the game tomorrow? I mean, who's going to win the game on Sunday?
I'm not an Eagles fan or anything, but I think that I would go with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I'm a Seattle fan, even though I came from the East Coast, which everybody can tell. I have to go with Seattle anytime because if angers my family on the East Coast so much. Because they're, you know, they want New England everything. So
I've got a trivia fact. You know, you brought up AT&T Stadium at Dallas.
Yeah.
In the 2011 Super Bowl that was played there.
Yeah.
They ate 12 tons of nachos there.
Wow. I don't doubt it. I ate in that place when I was there last time, and the hot dogs were outrageously expensive, and so wasn't the nachos. They were like $20 a piece.
Well, yeah, with your $20 beer.
All right, have a great day.
You too, Rick. Thank you for the phone call, buddy. You have a great day and a good Super Bowl. And Fairbanks, with that, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at midnightsonatvtours.com.
Just in time for their beautiful new location, Fairbanks Clinic is proud to welcome their newest doctor to Fairbanks. Come meet Dr. Torrance Nicholson, MD. Dr. Nicholson worked as a surgeon and ophthalmologist during the 2 years that he resided in West Africa under the auspice of the Jimmy Carter Foundation. He's an avid outdoorsman who will fit in just fine in the Golden Heart City. So make an appointment today to see Dr. Nicholson now at the all-new Fairbanks Clinic, corner of Cushman and Gaffney, online at fairbanksclinic.com.
Are you looking for ways to market your nonprofit? Maybe you have grant money to use and you aren't sure where you'll get the most for your money. Transit bus advertising is an excellent opportunity for you. Your message will be seen throughout the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Transit bus advertising is very affordable, and Fairbanks Transit Advertising offers special rates for nonprofits. Find out more about Fairbanks Transit Advertising. Call 907-328-6400 or email transit at fbxradio.com.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 1 below. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 14 below. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 10 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. If you have a thought on the Super Bowl food, Super Bowl location, chicken wings, you name it, give me a call. And I got a phone call coming in right now. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Eve.
Hello, Eve. How are you?
Hello. I'm all right. And I will not be chicken because I promised a good drama theater friend of mine that I would let our listeners know that the so-called Bardathon is happening again this year. Tomorrow at 6:30, we'll be in Raven Landing for the opening of this marathon of reading everything Shakespeare wrote. And we act that out without lights and without stage. We sit behind our books and we take up any role. People walk in and out as they please. It is 24 hours.
When does it start? Tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What time?
It's opening, yeah. And at 8, I believe, Romeo and Julia get read. And it goes on. 24 hours, David.
From 8 a.m. to 8 a.m.?
Yes. Yeah, and then some.
So you'll have time to watch the Super Bowl at 2:30 p.m. So if you were to watch the Super Bowl, what would be your food of choice?
I hate to not be able to answer you at all.
Oh.
Because I barely know what the delight of chicken wings are, because there seems no meat. So I believe the chicken wings is more for sucking delicious salsas or sauces or whatever.
That's true. That's true. You got us there, Eve.
All right. So I can't answer that question.
How long has the Bardathon been going on now?
That I don't know. As a newcomer to this land, I don't know.
Okay.
But at least 30 plus years, because it used to be in the theater upstairs in that co-op building.
Yep.
But anyhow, it doesn't matter how long it went. Of course, we didn't during the COVID drama, But now we have real drama again, and it's fun because you can act out as however you wish, sitting behind a book, no memorization. And it is amazing what Mr. Shakespeare saw, how he saw the characters and the psychology of humankind. It's fun.
What's your favorite play? What's your favorite reading?
Can't answer.
No comment from Eve.
Right. And the sonnets, you know, the 26 sonnets are something else. Amazing stuff. And when you hear it, it comes through much more. I cannot read Shakespeare for myself without hearing it. But when you hear it and it gets acted out and laughed about, etc., it is fantastic. It comes to life, literally. All right?
Wow. Well, you know, I've never been to the Barathon. I've been to, before the Fairbanks Community Museum moved in upstairs, I went to a few plays up there. And so I'm glad that they found a new location there over at Raven Landing to do their productions.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think already twice at the Raven Landing. Yeah, and I was told by my friend that the Queen, Queen Elizabeth I, will also enter tomorrow at 6:30, and some other friend will do something, so it will be fun. But those of us who have loved doing this and were not told it is happening, I am now fulfilling my promise. That, yes, I'm telling you, it is happening.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay. I'll sign off because I have no more to add to all of this.
You have a great weekend, Eve, and thank you for letting us know about the Barathon that starts tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. at Raven Landing, and I might just show up for a bit, okay?
All right. And so it is. It goes on till tomorrow is what? It's 11 plus 7, so it goes on till the 18th or the 19th.
Wow.
Internet people from all over this country participate at times, and school kids and way in the bush participate. It's marvelous. It's really marvelous. All right. I say fare thee well.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Good evening. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yes, it's good afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, no. It's still morning. It's still morning.
The day is just wiped away.
You know, it's noon somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And your name is?
My name is Kaya. I've called in before.
Okay, Kaya.
I've got a comment for the wings.
Okay.
I think the best wings that have been in Fairbanks were from Wild Wings. It's a shame that they closed.
You know, those were so good. I so enjoyed those.
You know, they were the more of the original wings. Like, I'm from the East Coast, and I kind of remember them being smaller and more well done, and, like, at least 5 different sauces, if not 20 different, and the ones that would, like make your head sweat.
And they had such good service there, too.
They did. Yeah, the crew was really good.
Yeah.
Is there any place in town that it comes close? Because, I mean, I've tried a bunch.
I like Fenders. I like Fenders.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can make something that hot?
Well, you know.
That's what I'm looking for.
I'm more of the wimpy sauce guy, so. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm more of a wimpy sauce guy. I like the sweet barbecue. I like a good buffalo sauce. I like a Cajun style with, you know, spices on there. Then I like to dip it in the ranch dressing. So, but there's all different types. Everyone has a different style, but the Wild Wing was just a great location, very clean. I'm sorry they went out of business. I wish I would have went there more often if I would have known that. But their service was great and their product was great, and I miss them already.
I went through 5 of their 10 punch cards. I must have eaten there like over 50 times.
Kaya, there's addictions in the world.
I know. I have a lot.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's true.
Other than that, what's your other locations that you like?
I've come from New York City, so it's a little tough. I miss French restaurants. I love a good Coq au Vin. As far as fish goes, I'm not too much of a fish person, but I love Chilean sea bass, and you can get it at Safeway. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Barbecue it, grill it, tempura. I DoorDash, so I'm kind of tired of everything.
Yeah. I made some clam linguine 2 weeks ago, and I went to Safeway. They get clams and mussels in on Thursdays and Saturdays, and they were fresh. It was wonderful. It was incredible. It was the best clam linguine I ever made. I was proud of it, and what the heck, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got, if you're an Italian, sometimes you just got to be Italian.
Well, I lived in Little Italy in New York City, so I got spoiled by, you know, pizza. Forget it. I'm not even gonna
go there. Yeah,
start coming on the pizza in town.
Is it the water there that they make the bagels and the pizza dough is from the water of New York?
I think it's the breath of 8 million people.
and you can also still use a, you know, this charcoal brick ovens there for cooking. Some people still have those licenses.
Yep.
Yeah.
There are a few. John's Pizza is the best downtown Little Italy.
Wow.
I mean, and you know, it's incredible because there's, what is it? It's dough, it's some sauce, and some cheese.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I can't taste the cheese up here or anywhere else in the country for that fact. And the sauce is just, I don't know. And the dough, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, who's going to win the game on Sunday?
Oh, you don't want to ask me.
I'm asking you, Kaya. Who's going to win the game on Sunday?
I'm a dog muster, and I don't even follow the sports.
You know, you're the smartest person on this phone conversation.
You know, I always felt sports had like a deeper, not such a positive message. Like multi-team sports, like football, baseball, they kind of separate people from, like, oh, well, I'm rooting for so and so. Well, we can't let Bob come over here because he likes that team or something. I don't know. It's always kind of bugged me. I've been more into single-handed sports, you know. Don't even know. I'll go for Philadelphia because I was in Philadelphia a bunch of times and I liked it.
Well, I think that Philadelphia is going to win. My close friend Rob, he's from Philly. And so, you know, even though I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, hey, I always root for the NFC. And I think the defense of Philadelphia is going to be the most dominant thing in the game.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have.
So you're from Philadelphia, and you came to Alaska, and you mush dogs.
No, actually, I was in New York City.
Oh, and you mush dogs.
Alaska, but yeah. I've been to Philadelphia. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Dog musher.
Good for you. That's quite a change there.
Yeah. If you had an hour, if I went through like what I've done in my life, I've had thousands of people tell me, "You should write a book. You should write a book." Because I've done this, I've done that. Ship's captain, this, that. No, I mean, it's just. I got a 5-year attention span, and then I go on to something challenging, something different, and I'm in almost 70 years old, so I've got quite a.
Sounds like you've had a very good, fulfilled life.
I would say so. Yeah, I have some regrets.
Well, who doesn't?
Maybe I could do some things different, but all in all, I can't complain much. I shouldn't.
Good to hear, Kaya. Good to hear. Hey, thank you for the phone call. You have a great day. And who has Brett Sass won the UConn Quest yet?
Yes, he has.
Wow.
And he won it by a large margin too. He kicked butt.
Okay. You take care. You have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great weekend. Thank
you. Fairbanks, we're gonna take a break for some Robert Palmer bumper music, some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirms the U.S. has shot down an object flying over Alaska. that was about the size of a car. No word yet on what it was.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object.
Kirby at today's White House press briefing. And a key part of that Chinese spy balloon shot down last weekend has now been found.
The surveillance balloon's payload has been found in waters off the coast of South Carolina, a Pentagon spokesman says. That payload was originally about the size of a bus. U.S. officials say most of it is intact.
That is Fox's Jared Halpern. The search has been discontinued for now until next week due to rough seas. I'm Kevin Uretsky, and this is a Fox News Alert.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports a new three-year contract between the City of Fairbanks and the AFL-CIO Crafts Council, which represents Public Works employees, goes before the Fairbanks City Council Monday night for final approval. The council advanced a first draft at its January 23rd meeting. The Crafts Council includes the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 302, Alaska Laborers 942, Alaska Carpenters Local Union 1243, and Plumber and Pipefitters UA Local 374. According to a fiscal note attached to the draft contract, the new agreement calls for a 10% salary increase over 3 years, 3% each in the first and second years, and a 4% increase in year three. It also calls for a $1,250 certificate of fitness pay and increases in clothing, boots, and tool allowances. The new agreement also allows for a longevity bonus. The contract, though, does not include stipulations for retroactive pay. The fiscal note states the contract will cost the city a projected $852,200 over 3 years.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Make quick work of firewood cutting and debris clearing in cold weather with your Husqvarna Professional Grade Chainsaw from The Woodway. The Woodway technicians will make sure your Husqvarna chainsaw is set for cold weather operation and that you're running low temp bar oil for optimal performance. See the whole line of Husqvarna chainsaws with features such as heated handlebars. Your Husqvarna is waiting for you to pick it up today at The Woodway. Living life the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
Big Daddy says forget Taco Tuesday. Come on down for ribs. Just $1.50 each every Tuesday at Big Daddy's. Oh, yes, ribs from Big Daddy's are legendary. And at $1.50 each, you can feed the whole family. Don't forget those sides, including collard greens, fried okra, red beans and rice, coleslaw, all genuine from the northernmost Southern Barbecue. Make sure you don't miss $1.50 Rib Tuesdays at Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenues in downtown Fairbanks.
Join Yukon Quest Alaska, the Mushers, and other race fans Saturday, February 12th at noon in the Westmark Gold Room to celebrate the Yukon Quest and the Yukon Quest Finish Banquet. There will be prizes for all three of the races, with special awards for Veterans Choice, the Sportsmanship Award, and the highest recognition a dog sled can earn, the Golden Harness. Doors open at 11:30 with a banquet starting at noon. Call 907-452-7954 or head to the Yukon Quest headquarters at 551 First Avenue to get your tickets for the 2023 Yukon Quest Finish Banquet.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here, and I have a special guest who is a resident expert on Super Bowl food, Perry Wally, general manager.
Why, thank you.
And Seahawks fan.
And don't mention that, you know, because I won't mention the Cowboys if you don't mention the Seahawks.
What was your team named after?
Oh, you told me this. You said, this week, they were named after a boat.
A sailboat.
A sailboat, yeah.
The Seahawk.
Yeah, the Seahawk. That was an interesting fact. I did not know that.
Yeah, you guys did a lot better than you were projected to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was...
Oh, that's us every year. Yeah, that's us every year.
But that was pretty fun because, you know, I was attempting to... I was going to do Dry January, and then we made the playoffs, so that didn't happen. So,
so much for that. So, you know, on the day of the game, there's going to be 49 million cases of beer sold.
49 million?
The day of the game.
Wow.
So that means... There's 300 million people, so you extrapolate. That's about a six-pack for every person.
Yep. So you're talking food, right?
Yeah, and game, you know, whatever it
okay,
is.
Okay, good,
yep.
Food and game. So did you hear about, you know, Taco Bell? I don't eat there much, but...
What would I do?
They're doing a special pizza, it's an oversized... I don't know if you've had their Mexican pizza.
No.
Okay. So it's pretty good.
Okay.
And but it's small. Mm-hmm. And so for Super Bowl Sunday, they're going to unveil this in Glendale, where the, you know, the Super Bowl is being played, and it's an oversized Mexican pizza, and it could feed up to, you know, what, 4 or 5 people. And
wow.
And and well, they're well, I can't use any swear words in this, but they are actually calling it the big, rhymes with gas, Mexican pizza.
Big butt Mexican pizza.
Big butt. So you know, they're saying, yeah,
the big ones.
Now they're just calling it the big gas Mexican pizza because it makes sense. I mean, you got to eat Mexican pizza. Yeah, you put two, put two and two together, right?
This is a marketing problem.
Yeah. So so basically, it's not going to be available to anybody in Fairbanks. It's not going to be available to anybody except for the people in Glendale. So they're going to unveil it on Super Bowl Sunday. People can buy it. But they have to go to the Taco Bell app, sign up for it like right now. But that's only going to be in the
Glendale
area. So I thought that was pretty cool that they put that together. And, you know, if it's a big hit, then maybe, you know, it's going to be released. And then, you know, Taco Bell's going to be serving up full-size pizzas.
Who's going to win the game on Sunday and why?
That's a tough one.
I'm choosing Philly because their defense.
By 3.
Oh, okay. Okay.
By 3. Yeah.
That's what you think.
Well, so
or
I was,
is that you bet on? You took Philly and gave 3?
Well, so, you know, normally I get on some boards, and this year I didn't get on any. So, because I was a little busy, and I got out of the loop, and I was like, and I went over to, the boards are filled. What do you mean? I'm not, never mind. So.
Yeah, don't say where this was at.
But they were talking about, God, I was listening to ESPN radio, our sister station, and they were talking about how people are now thinking that everything is rehearsed. Meaning, you know, you got from the beginning of the show to, you know, the halftime show, even the game itself, that they said, yep, it's already been programmed. It's going to be, I think they said, it was either 30-27 Eagles. And that's because it's just a show now. And NFL, you know, it's a show. They've already decided who's going to win and all that. And then the sport bettors, they took that, and that's the spread.
Well, who's going to win the coin flip then? Is that been determined too?
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. They said everything's been determined already. So you're sitting there, it's like we're like living in a matrix right now.
You ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Perry Wally, and your name is?
Yeah, good morning. This is Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Yeah, hey, did I hear you correctly? Did you say that Monday was a holiday?
I believe it's President's Day, or is that the next week?
It's next Monday.
Next Monday.
But speaking of that, the Tennessee state legislature has a bill in front of them to make the Monday after Super Bowl a state holiday.
We should move to Tennessee. That's a volunteer state.
I saw that a while back.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Remember, I'm not the news miner, and this is not about an election out in Two Rivers for a fire service. So if you don't go to work on Monday and because David Prue said it's a holiday, I'm good with that.
Right, right. Well, hey, personally, I think Philadelphia is going to take the Super Bowl for the same reason you were talking about with defense.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've got that Jalen Hurts and. I think he's as good of a runner or better than Mahomes, and so they've had somebody to practice against.
Yeah, what's your what is your favorite Super Bowl food?
Well, I'll tell you, probably kielbasa, sauerkraut, pierogies.
That's a winner. I concur. That's a winner. Good. Wow. And Perry, how do you feel about that?
I don't know about that one.
That's why I'm the host.
Right.
You have a great day and enjoy the game, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Some more Super Bowl food facts here for you. So the Super Bowl, there's more food. You talked about beer. Mm-hmm. Now, there's more food consumed than any other day except for one in the year.
Thanksgiving.
There you go. You knew about that one, right? Oh, you had it up there. You have all the facts.
Well,
up
I don't
there.
Have all the facts, but I had that one. I saw that one. There are 1.2 billion chicken wings, you know, and, you know, 69 million pounds of, you know, some spread, you know. So, but you're the expert. And you're wearing your Super Bowl Eagles color too.
That's right. It's a little light for that. But yeah, okay, I gotcha.
That's the away jersey.
Well, here's a funny story. So Seahawks made it to the playoffs, obviously, and then they had to play the San Francisco 49ers, right? So the week prior to that, she likes to mess with me. And
who's she?
My wife, Ashley.
Okay.
Okay, I apologize. It's my wife. And so what she did, and she thought she was so clever. And
she's ruthless. Clever. Tell her I said that.
Right. Well, first of all, Seahawks were playing. Who was the first game we lost to? I don't remember now, but it was a game to get in. Regardless of whatever, she had ordered it was the 49ers. We were playing the 49ers. And so she ordered a jersey of the opposite team.
Ooh.
But it gets better. It gets better, David. So what happens was that she was so proud of it. She got it in the mail, and she was going to wear it when we were playing the 49ers. And she opened it up, and it was a KC jersey. And then I said, she's like, I'm wearing this Saturday, because the game was on Saturday. And I said, well, that's great, but we're not playing them. She's like, what? I thought it was KC. I go, no, it's San Francisco. And so she was all upset. So you know what she did? So she sends There's more.
Oh, no.
So then she sends it back, you know, back to Amazon, wherever she bought it from. She sent it back, you know, got credit on her credit card. And then she just found out on Wednesday, because she doesn't keep up with everything. Casey's in the Super Bowl?
And you had the shirt.
And you go, yep. And she's like, I should have kept this jersey. I go, you should have. So there, just a little funny story there, because you can't make that up.
No, you can't. And, you know, it's a last man standing show. Super Bowl is the last man standing.
Right.
Last team up.
All right. So do we have time to go over the 17 most popular Super Bowl foods?
Let's do it after this break.
All right.
Fairbanks, we'll be right back after these commercials.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
We mean cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
What's one thing all successful local businesses have in common? They all depend on local radio to get the word out. From the top restaurants and car dealerships to retail stores, gyms, and doctor's offices, radio simply works. Nothing keeps people connected to their community better than local radio. Whether you have a special event, a fundraiser, a grand opening, or a sale, we're here to help get the word out, and nothing works better. We are Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 1 below. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, lows around 14 below. Overcast tomorrow, 10 above. Chance for snow Sunday with highs near 0. Cloudy Monday. About an inch of snow Sunday through Sunday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have the world famous Perry Z.
Why, thank you. And I got to talk to whoever runs this joint, because the earphone's busted on this side.
You know, this general manager gets me this North Korean equipment, and it's just,
I got a good.
Do you want me to go on from there about the keyboard?
Yeah, he's already telling me about the keyboard.
And, okay.
I said, I'll fix it.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to fix it right after the show.
17 items.
17 items. Okay, there's a website called Mashed, and they rank the most, 17 most popular food items for the Super Bowl, and they want to go. Do you want to go from least or to least popular, or from least the most popular?
Bottom up.
We're going to go bottom up. All right.
Least popular to most popular.
So this one I didn't understand, but they call it the Ridiculous Snack Stadium. Ever heard of that?
Nope.
Okay, it's a collection of sandwiches, guacamole, and just chips, cookies. Okay. That's it. Built, but it's built like a football stadium.
Well, sir, that's a football charcuterie board.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of it. I was like, I've never seen that before. Or here's number 16: any football-shaped foods. Period. End of sentence. So people make a football cake? What? I don't know. You know, these were
what? Hoagie sandwiches.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay.
It's about food. Come on. It's
and when I go in from the least most popular, stay away from these, by the way. Veggie trays. Any veggie platter. Oh, don't bring a veggie platter.
Oh, yeah. That's European soccer football. Yeah.
What else?
Crunch on that carrot.
All right. And this is just, I call this the escape goat nachos. Come on.
Nachos, yeah.
Yeah. And then the quesadilla dip and then guacamole dip. Now, chili.
What number are we at?
We're at 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. 12 was guacamole. Chili was 11.
Wow. Okay. We're at chili.
Okay. Chili was number 11. All right. So number 10 was sliders.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you done those for Super Bowl before?
No, but I've made sliders.
I know
before.
You. I know you make sliders. Yeah. I've had them here on the show.
Yeah, my tri-tip sliders.
Yeah, very good.
I'm going to be spending the Super Bowl at Big Daddy's.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, right now.
I've got a high table reserved, and Jeff takes care of me. I take care of Jeff on this show.
Jeff and Jen. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I gave him a call. And said I'd like to reserve. He goes, you got it, buddy. So I'm
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Pulled pork sandwiches. I think number 8 and number 9. I don't know where I'm at, but we're going to go in order here.
Okay.
How about buffalo chicken dip?
Okay.
Yeah. Good choice, but has a great taste.
A little bit spicy.
Spicy. Okay.
Some meat on that.
7 layer dip.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I've never seen at a Super Bowl party, and I've been to a lot. Just hot dogs.
You know, I was doing the recording of Fairbanks Foodies yesterday with my buddy Rob.
Yeah,
he's from Philly. And he goes, I always got to do the wieners with the bread around them or whatever it is. You know, what do you call those things?
Pigs in a blanket. It's on the list.
Oh, God. I looked at him going, that is so easy and stupid.
All right, so these last one, these are the top 5. Obviously, cocktail of meatballs.
Okay.
Okay, and then pigs in a blanket,
yeah.
Which we just mentioned. Pizza,
yeah.
Which I would have thought that pizza would have been number 2, but it's number 3, right behind number 2, which is potato skins.
Yeah.
That's
pretty hard to make unless you're ordering that in a bar.
Yeah, it says tough to prepare, but the flavor with the bacon and the sour cream is woo,
and the cheese,
it's
yep.
worth the effort.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll go buy it at a bar.
All right. And can you guess what the number 1?
Wings.
There you go. Chicken wings, any 1. Kind.
1.2 billion wings.
Chicken wings. All right. So those are your 17 most popular Super Bowl dishes.
Who's going to win the game? That's already been programmed. Who's the winner?
I already told you. It's the Eagles
30-27. You know, if that happens, there's going to be a lot of people wanting to talk to you.
No, it's going to be 30-27.
If that happens, it's...
I got an in with the guy at the NFL.
Okay.
So everybody's rushing to place their bets right now.
What's your favorite Super Bowl food?
What's my favorite Super Bowl food? Gosh, I really don't have one. Usually we do the wings up.
Yeah.
I bask them in butter and salt and pepper, and that's it. And then bake them for about, I like them really crispy.
Yeah.
So about an hour. And then, I like the meatballs. I used to cook up the meatballs. You know, I used to do this. I don't really do a Super Bowl party. I've only done 2.
Yeah.
Because the Seahawks have been in 2.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I did the full, I went all out. When Seahawks made it back-to-back Super Bowls, you should have seen it. The whole house was decorated. I mean, we went all out. I spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars decorating. We had so many people over there, and it was fun. Especially the Denver one when it was like 56-3.
What about the New England one?
That one, you know, I thought we were going to win that one. That went all the way down to the end, and that should never even gone that far. We were already up by 14 points at half. I mean, It just, yeah. And then I remember that because that was a heartbreaker. Everybody just dropped and just said, what just happened?
What did he just do?
Yeah, what did he just do? And because Marshawn Lynch had just run for 5 yards to get him on the half-yard line.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, no one can stop the guy.
You have a freight train and you
I know,
have three
right?
downs.
And he's like, all right, we got 23 seconds. All you have to, and you think Marshawn could have got it in? Oh, yeah. He would have done everything in his power to get it in there.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought the next day on Monday, obviously the Seahawks were all sorry losers. And you're like,
but
my God.
Yes, they made it there, though.
Huh?
They made it there to that game.
But they made it to the game. No one thought they would made it. They made the miracle game the game before, which was the NFC Championship against Green Bay. Do you remember that game? That game went down in history as the best game ever in the history of the NFL on comebacks.
Wow.
Remember, they came back and they were down 10 points with less than a minute left. They got the touchdown.
You,
they did the onside kick, got the touchdown.
Now you see, I can tell you all those Dallas times like that where they've lost it or won it, but Seahawks, I it's in the filing system.
But you can Google that. The 10 most memorable games, and that is number one.
I don't think I will.
Yeah. there you have it. I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, so I was going with after that specific game where we lost on the 1-inch yard line.
Yep.
That was already bad enough for Seahawks fans. What was really bad was the Facebook posts that were coming out the next week where they had Pete Carroll. And he was in the Starbucks. He was serving coffee in the drive-thru at the Starbucks coffee line in the drive-thru. And he was sitting there. He goes, "Hey, would you like me to hand this coffee to you, or jump back 5 feet and throw it to you?" I thought it's just the rub in.
We're going to take a phone call. That way you can recover. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is.
Hey, this is Craig Confo. Dave, how are you?
Good, Craig. Oh, did you hear my opening line?
No, I didn't.
I said that Craig Compo's team, the Niners, are not going to the Super Bowl, but you can go down and buy a skidoo from Craig this weekend. He's giving you a great deal on his pottage, you know, from Clinker Daggers.
That's right. Hey, listen, no, the reason I just caught part of the conversation, but I was at that 1-inch stop in Seattle. I was at that game with John Binkley and a buddy of mine, Don Kubley, from Juneau, and we were at that game. And I got to say, that was one of the best finishes I've ever seen. But of course, I'm a Niner fan.
Yeah.
I think I was the only one yelling in the studio, in the stadium. That is the loudest place in the world.
Are you talking about the Green Bay?
No, no.
He's talking about the Super Bowl.
It wasn't the Super Bowl. I think it was the last game of the season in Seattle 2 years ago. Remember when they stopped Seattle?
That was a different game. We're on two different games, Craig.
Craig, you know? What are you writing a Polaris right now or something?
I just caught that part of that. When you said that great stop, I thought that's what you were talking about.
Oh, okay. Where are you watching the game at, Craig?
I'm going to go to Fender's.
Okay. I've seen you there, yeah.
Oh, nice. And they're doing a big giveaway over there. What, a big screen TV and a PlayStation 5?
Oh, nice. Yeah, we usually go over there. That's a good place. Good place to go.
Okay, Craig, you take care. I'm getting them lined up, okay? You take care, buddy.
Got it.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Morning. My name's Al.
Hello, Al. My name?
You guys didn't name one of the foods that I always have at the Super Bowl.
Kimchi.
Oh, well, I have some of that, too, but I really like my smoked moose tongue.
Ooh. That's a new one. I
I don't think that's on your top 17 list, Perry.
No, I don't think it's on my top 30.
And how do you smoke said moose tongue?
What's that?
How do you smoke it?
First, I cook it in some water for a while or some flavored water.
That's called boiling.
Yeah. And remove the skin and then put a rub on top of it all around it and then smoke it for a couple hours.
Wow.
Yeah, some hickory smoke and.
I've never heard of that, but that wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of people coming over to try it?
No, I don't share it.
I didn't think so. So basically, you're gonna watch the Super Bowl at home alone and smoke your tongue.
Yeah, there you go.
It sounds like a porn channel. Al, you take care, buddy. Talk to you later. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is.
Yeah, my David. My name is Ron.
Hello, Ron.
And hey, I have to go with KC because they were part of the much maligned AFL when it first came into being.
That's true.
I grew up in an AFL town.
Wow.
And in addition, they were actually the Dallas Texans before they were the KC Chiefs.
Yes, they were. And when Dallas came into the NFL, they vominos. They said, okay, we can't have – they're killing us in the market here. So they went to Kansas City, and it's probably the best thing that ever happened to that town in Kansas City. Those fans, you know, there's fans, and then there's Kansas City fans.
Yeah. Well, you know what the KC Touchdown Club did after Super Bowl IV, don't you? They presented Lamar Hunt with a giant trophy with a big gold nut on top for a man who could pay $10 million to join a bunch of losers.
Oh, my goodness.
Finally, I was converted to being a Cowboy fan in 1964, shortly thereafter, when they drafted the Bullet.
Yeah, Mr. Hayes.
Yes. So I'll leave you with that. Have a good day.
Ron, you have a great Super Bowl. Take care, buddy.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Some good phone calls.
Yeah, so how much time have we got?
We got 3 minutes.
So anyways, I think, you know, everybody watches the, you know, so the Super Bowl, but a lot of people now watch it for the commercials, right? I mean,
the commercials aren't as good as they used to be.
They're not as good as you used to be, yeah. but you know,
but it was a thing, you know, yeah. Up to about 10 years ago, yeah. It was a thing.
But one of my favorite,
so was halftime.
One of my favorite commercials of all time, which I believe should be resurrected, mm-hmm. and be played because it would still be good in this Super Bowl, would be the Snickers commercial. I don't know if you remember it, but basically the guy's in there, and he's the guy who paints the end zones and yeah. the lines, and he's yeah. in there, and he's painting the Chiefs logo on the...
And those chefs.
I know, and the guy comes and he goes, that looks great, but who the hell are the chefs? Going to be here a while?
Time for a Snicker. You know, was that pointed at Ron?
Right. But, you know, always...
Evil Perry Wall. Right.
But, you know, nowadays they do the pre-roll of the commercials. It's ridiculous. So you can go watch them all online. And,
yeah.
You know, they're just, you know, they're still going to be good. But, you know, the pizzazz is out of them.
What gets me now is you'll see six analysts, you know, talking about a game, and they go to another five analysts. You know, how many analysts do you need to have say that Philadelphia's going to do some whoop butt in this game? I mean, how many analysts do you need?
You need a lot.
You need a lot. You need them all.
All right. So here's trivia for you. Okay. How many times has the Super Bowl, or what time is this? Is the Super Bowl being played at here in Scottsdale, or Glendale? It's all Mesa.
Well, that's 2 hours in front of us, so that would be 4:30 there.
No. How many times has it been played in that stadium?
Oh, I don't know. About eight.
No, this will be the fourth time.
Fourth time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe, you know, I'm going to have to correct myself on that. Maybe it is. I thought it was four. It may be eight, but I read it somewhere else. So
I might be right. I might be wrong.
You might be right. You might be wrong. So 200 countries are going to be broadcasting that game.
You know, you can do an outdoor stadium there, and San Diego, you know, L.A., but L.A. has a great big dome stadium now, you know, so it's – if you want to get outdoor with no rain and snow,
right,
you go to Arizona.
Right. Yeah. So. I mean, I was just surprised, you know, they had the Super Bowl at the new stadium, SoFi.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for, I think Vegas is up next.
It is next year.
Is it next year? Yeah. Okay. That's going to be one wild party.
Fairbanks, that is our show. You enjoy your Super Bowl. It's an American thing with 200 countries watching our thing. Perry Z, thank you very much. You have a great day. Fairbanks, I will see you on Monday.